بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی نبی کریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. ڈسٹنگوشڈ گیسٹ بدر الشیخ عبداللہ بن بیع اینڈ اسلامک اسکالرس, we are here to discuss a very serious problem, how to promote peace in Muslim society. There is no doubt about it that it's a very important issue. But at the same time, I would say that only condemnation is not enough. It is an intellectual problem. Our youth and a section of Muslims are misguided by a theory. So we have to remove their misconception. Then it is possible to make them peaceful. There is a UNESCO dictum that violence begins from mind. So is the case of peace. Peace also begins from mind. So we need a peaceful ideology, right ideology. Then we can hope that they will change their mind. Then I would say that the whole teaching of Islam, Quran and Sunnah both, are totally full of peaceful teachings. For example, Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started his mission in 610 AD in Mecca. What was his manhaj? He used to go to gatherings and say, Ayyuhan nas qulu la ilaha illa tuflu. Ayyuhan nas qulu la ilaha illa tuflu. This was the ideology of Islam that is based on at-tawheed. So tawheed was the ideology of Islam. Then Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha said about the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma khuyya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bain amrayn illa ikhtara ihdahuma. Whenever the Prophet had chosen between the two, he always opted for easier option and not harder option. Now, what is easier and what is harder? Easier course of action is peaceful method, and harder course of action is violence. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always what opted for peaceful method. This was his manhaj. So these are two basic principles of Islam: at-tawheed and as-salam, oneness of God and peace. So we have to make people aware of this fact. Due to misunderstanding, some section of our society are engaged in hate and violence. I recall an incident during a visit to USA. I was invited to an American church for lecture. So after my lecture, one Christian scholar asked a question. He said, in Bible there is a very beautiful teaching: love your enemy. Can you refer any such teaching in the Quran also. In the background, there was a misunderstanding. That Christian scholar, according to the media report, was believing that Muslims are engaged in violence, and there must be some base in Quran also. There are some teaching of the Quran. So I said that, no. It is fact that some Muslims are engaged in violence, but it is not based in the Quran teachings. So I said that you can read the chapter 41 of the Quran. In this chapter, there is a verse. لا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة اتفا بالتي هي احسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. It means that do good deed in return for bad deed, and you will see that your enemy has become your dearest friend. It means that I said this is the law of nature. According to the law of nature, there is no categorization of enemy and friend. There is only one category, that is actual friend or potential friend. Actual friend or potential friend. To turn the potential into actual, and every one will be friend of you. So this is the Islamic teaching. Islamic teaching is based on friendship, in peace, in harmony, in love and compassion. This is the Islamic teachings. But here I would say that if we want to make people peaceful, then we have to give them a target. Giving them an ideology is good, but simply ideology will not work. We have to give them a target. And what is that target? It is dawah work. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the target. This is the English translation of the Quran. We have prepared it. And I can say that there are thousands and thousands of people who are engaged in distribution of this Quran. So there are also some other literature. I have prepared more than 100 books. And so we are trying to give a target for our youth. A target. So there are thousands and thousands youth and other Muslims who are engaged in this job. They are distributing the Quran. They are distributing the literature. Before this, they were living in negativity, in hate. But now they are living in love and compassion. So I would say that if we want to make people peaceful, so we have to change their mind. But at the same time, it is also necessary to give them a job, to give them a target. Here I would say that there are so many verses in the Quran and also in the Hadith that tell us that this message, that is message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was sent for all mankind. Nazal Furqan
al-Abdihi
Lekun lil-Alamin Nadira. So this Quran was revealed for whole mankind. So there is some hadith, for example, Prophet of Islam has said, لا يبقى على وجه الارض بيت مدر ولا وبر الا ادخل الله كلمة الاسلام. It means that it was in the divine plan that this book, or this message of God must reach to all mankind, to every house. But it needed some resources, some technology. And in the 7th century is what not available. In the 7th century is what not available. But now, everything is open. Now there is religious freedom, there is openness, there is printing press, there is technology. Everything is available for us to do this job. So according to the divine plan, we have to spread this word of God to all mankind. This is our target. So it needs that we must prepare translation of Quran in every language, in every major language. And after translation, we have to spread it throughout the world, reach every human being. So if you want make people to live in peace, we have to give them a target. I think this is the greatest target, that we have preserved book, we have Quran, we have preserved Sunnah, we have Quran and Sunnah, and Quran and Sunnah is the only source of truth, truth with the capital T. It is our belief that everyone is born as a seeker. Everyone want to have the truth with the capital T. But only Quran and Sunnah is the source of this truth. So if we give them this target to our youth, to our present Muslim generation, I think that it will create in them a great enthusiasm, great passion, great courage. It will give them a great target. And when they find a target of this kind, they will abandon all those hatred, all those violence. So I would say it's not only as a theory, but I and my team is doing the same job. The same job. So it is a very serious problem that we are facing. We are facing violence from our Muslim brothers. But what is the way to get rid from this problem? That is, it is two-point formula. We have to make them believe that Islam is a religion of peace. Through literature, through other means, we have to make them believe that Islam is a religion of peace, religion of compassion, religion of blessing. Then we have to give them a target. Without target, simply theory will not work. Our best target is Quran. We have to prepare translations of the Quran in all the major languages. And now we are living in the age of press, in the age of printing press. It is quite possible to print this book in printed form. In previous centuries, it was not possible. But now it is possible. So, through printing, through other modern technology, we have to spread the word of God, Kalamullah. This is the greatest target. And nature of man want a target. So this is the greatest target. And when we make them believe that this target will lead them to paradise, Muslims are dai. Muslims are dai. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. تو مشن آف مسلم شہادت علی الناس دیٹ از دعوی علی اللہ. تو دس دا مشن, دس دا گریٹسٹ مشن, دس مشن is highly rewardable mission, and those who are engaged in this mission, they will be rewarded eternal paradise. So I think that if you want to make people peaceful, if you want to change their mind, we have to give them an alternative ideology. You know, in the first half of the 20th century, there were some Muslim thinkers. At that time, Muslims were living in sense of loss. In the sense of loss, the loss of political power. In such a situation, the political interpretation of Islam was very suitable for their mindset. They accepted it very easily. And now there are so many Muslims who are obsessed with this political interpretation. So the real problem is political interpretation. These people were influenced with political interpretation. They wanted to establish Islamic rule or Muslim rule, but they found that already the seat is occupied by some other people. So they wanted to unseat these people, and then there was fighting between the two groups. Here it is this point where the violence began. So political theory or political interpretation of Islam was the root cause of all this violence. And the only reason why this theory was become acceptable was that people were living in sense of loss. So I think that here we have to provide them a sense of gain. We have to make them believe that Islam gives us a great faith that leads to paradise. So in every situation, Muslim can live in the sense of gain. Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam was living in every situation in the sense of gain, not in the sense of loss. So this is the solution of this problem. I think that first of all, we have to give them right interpretation of Islam. Then we have to provide them a target, a goal. Then I believe with certainty that the problem will be solved. People will try to live in peace. Thank you. Shukran.